This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Armando Reyna. Date of birth is August 22, 1960. Case ID number is 3874173. Date of exam, January 24, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022, and medical records from Mission Regional Medical Center dated 12/24/21, and from Doctors Hospital at the Renaissance dated 1/6/2020. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old single male who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cervical spine, herniated disc pain with spinal surgery, and shortness of breath. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2011, where he worked at an assembly line as a worker for 13 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer by himself, and he is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, cervical spine pain secondary to herniated disc of the cervical spine with surgery. Number two, shortness of breath secondary to influenza A and respiratory syncytial virus. History of allegations. Number one, cervical spine surgery with herniated disc of the cervical spine. The claimant states that in 2013, he was a passenger on a truck and he sustained a motor vehicle accident and sustained herniated disc of his cervical spine and lumbar spine. He states the character of his neck is a twisting pain, and it is located in his cervical spine and radiates down both shoulders. The claimant had 3 herniated discs, but went on to have a cervical spine fusion, which was performed in 2015 for the C4-C5 area. He also had a laminectomy performed. The claimant also has 2 herniated discs in the lumbar sacral spine area with right leg sciatica pain, which has not been treated at this time. The claimant was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease of that area by x-rays. His limitations include being able to walk 1/4 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, but unable to lift anything or bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He states his daily activities include watching TV, but not sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, or doing other exercises except occasionally walking outside. He has no physician and has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on no medications for pain at this time. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc of the cervical spine with fusion of the C4-C5 area with discectomy and laminectomy of that area. He also was diagnosed with 2 herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine with right leg sciatica, which has not been treated at this time. Allegation number 2, shortness of breath. The claimant states in 2021, he was diagnosed with pneumonia secondary to influenza A and respiratory syncytial virus. He states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1/4 block, comma, climbing 3 or 4 steps, comma, talking, comma, and sometimes even when he is resting. The claimant denies any history of smoking, but and states that the last time he was in the emergency room was in November of 2021. He was hospitalized for 1 month at Mission Hospital, but denies being intubated. At the present time, he states he's on 2 liters of oxygen. His chest x-ray on December the 25th, 2021 was normal. He was diagnosed with pneumonia secondary to influenza A and respiratory syncytial virus. His oxygen saturation at my office was 97%, which appears to be normal. Other symptoms. The claimant states that he does suffer from osteoarthritis of the hands, and x-rays have been performed to confirm this. He denies any fractures, surgeries, but did receive 1 steroid injection for inflammation. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1/4 block, stand for 15 minutes, climb 3 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, but not able to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Javier Rodriguez, who attended him at the hospital. He is on no medications at this time, and he states the only little exercise he does is occasionally walking outside a little bit to get out. Family history. His father died at the age of 83 from a myocardial infarction. His mother died at the age of 59 from complications of rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. Medications, none. Medical problems, anxiety, bilateral cataract, especially of the right side, history of alcohol abuse, osteoarthritis and questionable rheumatoid arthritis, history of pneumonia in 2021, secondary to influenza A and respiratory syncytial virus, herniated disc of the cervical spine x3 with surgery at the C4-C5 fusion discectomy and laminectomy, which was performed, and also history of herniated disc x2 of the lumbar sacral spine, history of left-sided hearing loss, and generalized weakness. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 5 to 6 drinks per day, or sometimes 12 ounces of beer per day. And does drink weekly. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit. Weight 134 pounds. Height 5 feet 4 3/4 inches. BP 158 over 97 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 22.5. General, this is a 62-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal for the right side, where the claimant appears to have a right eye cataract formation. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 17 feet distance. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. The claimant states he does not have glasses at this time because they broke. Could you please drop down to the neck area after the last sentence? There is a right-sided 10-centimeter horizontal scar where a cervical spine C4-C5 fusion was performed with discectomy and laminectomy as well. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the cervical spine. Some joint swelling, erythema, and deformity was noted of the hands, secondary to osteoarthritis. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical spine, but normal thoracic and lumbar spine flexion and range of motion. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, and but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. X-rays. Cervical spine X-ray. Dash. There is moderate to severe generalized spondylosis, which is present in the form of disc space narrowing, implant osteophytes, and facet arthrosis, but no acute findings were found. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He appears to be able to hear and speak well. The claimant had no difficulty hearing me, although he appears to have a history of hypoacusis of the left ear. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the cervical spine, as well as some osteoarthritis of the hands. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in his visual acuity, but not in his visual fields. especially of his right eye where there is cataract formation. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision, comma, and spondylosis of the cervical spine, as well as osteoarthritis of the hands. Probable diagnoses. Cervical spine herniated disc with spinal surgery and lumbar sacral lumbargo, secondary to herniated disc, dash normal physical exam for the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant does have decreased range of motion of the cervical spine and evidence of spondylosis. Number two, shortness of breath secondary to pneumonia from influenza A and respiratory syncope virus. The claimant appears to have a normal physical exam at this time. Chest x-ray on 12/25/2021 was negative. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Armando Reina.